A great prophet has arisen in our midst, again God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing him a paralytic carried by four men, unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd. They opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mats on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He's blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel reading of today has so many lessons to teach us. We have a lot of lessons to learn from this reading. And one of those lessons is that in life, whatever we do in life, we have to think back or look back to see whether what we are doing is fruitful, whether it is meaningful, or whether people are benefiting from what we are doing in life, or to see whether you are progressing. In today's reading, Gospel reading, we saw that a lot of people gathered around Jesus to show us that the mission of Jesus is very fruitful. It is reaping the fruits of why he embarked on the mission. People gathered around him to listen to him. People were eager to listen to his words, to learn from him. Another lesson we learn from today's reading is that in our problems, for us to deal with our problems, we have to look at the root cause of our problems, the root cause. Sometimes our sicknesses are psychosomatic. Some of our sicknesses may be psychological and as well as physical or material. In this situation, the root cause may be what we think in our mind. Sometimes the cause of hypertension or some other illnesses may be anger, resentment, and lack of forgiveness. You think about it so much and you develop one kind of sickness. So we have to deal with the root cause of our problems. Jesus was able to deal with the root cause of this man's the problem of the paralytic. He said, "Your sins are forgiven." He knew that maybe the cause of his illness was because of his sins. That was why he dealt with the root cause of it. "Your sins are forgiven." And the man became well. Then another lesson we learn from here is that our faith can also save someone somewhere. Look at this man. Even if the paralytic had faith in God, it was never visible. But the faith that was visible was the faith of his friends, the faith of his friends who brought him to Jesus. That was why Jesus looked at the faith of this man and healed the paralytic. So as Christians, our faith can also heal the world. Our faith can heal someone somewhere. Look at how the world is now. Everywhere is shattered. No peace in some nations. Diseases everywhere. People are at war with each other. But our faith as Christians, our prayers as Christians, can go a very long way to ameliorate the problems of the world. Another lesson we learn here is that Jesus has the power to do whatever he wishes to do. He has the power to heal the sick, and he has the power to heal the deaf and the dumb. Why not come to him? Why not have faith in him? Because he has the power to do everything. My dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, may we continue to come close to God. May our faith in God continue to increase day by day. Let us have love for the things of God. Let us have love for one another. Let whatever concerns your neighbor concern you. This man was sick. His friends were so concerned about his sickness, and they brought him to Jesus. Be concerned about one another. Love one another. If you look around you, you might say that, yeah, there are some parishioners you have not seen for quite a long time. What is your problem? Why have they not been coming up? Be concerned. Look after them. Search for them. Ask questions. Why have you not been coming to church? Then you may discover that the person has a very big problem that can be cured by you as a person. You can be a light to somebody today. You can be a gift to somebody today. You can be the source of somebody's healing today. So may God be gracious to us so that we continue to do his will in season and out of season. Amen. Mm-hmm.